League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am excited this morning. Does it sound different there? How does it sound there?
Actually, it does sound better, actually. It usually maybe sounds y'all the same on this, but you said you had some vocal wizard was in your house doing things.
Yeah, this engineer from here, he works at ESPN. He works for Travis and those guys. He doesn't know him, Travis Rogers and those guys. He came over and he looked at all the stuff, and I got a new microphone. I'm getting a new mixer in here. And, you know, hopefully it'll sound like in studio.
Are you going to start producing beats?
I could. I with the mixer that I have, I've got my own. I can hit my own hotkeys with the mixer I'm going to have.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing. That's a great thing.
It's not a great thing.
Yeah, my own hotkeys. And I can combat Dell. How about that? With hit the stuff that he gives
what
us.
What microphone do you have? Sure.
It's I don't know what it is, but it's a beauty.
Sure. Those
it was
are the best.
It was expensive enough. I know.
Yeah,
that.
That's a sure then. Probably.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's one of the it's one of the goods. Yeah. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited that tomorrow our first fantasy entries.
Yes.
For our big fantasy draft, they're going to get 2 nights stay at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. They're going to get a $200 voucher for food, dinner at the DraftKings Sportsbook. There, you can bring another person, right? And you're gonna you and a buddy or your wife or whomever is going to draft. We've got two spots available, but one person is going to win them tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. Excited about that? More excited about that or the microphone or Bryce Matthews? Which one?
You know, probably Bryce Matthews.
Which was
well,
better?
I think you're more excited about the microphone, but
I don't know. Well, Bryce Matthews, I don't know. He's going to be around probably longer than this
microphone. Bryce Matthews, now, Cam Smith's coming back down to earth a little bit right now. Now, Nick Kurtz is the new favorite for Rookie of the Year. It's really changed. Jacob Wilson, then it went to Cam, then it's now Nick Kurtz. But, you know, Cam's coming back a little bit to earth right now, is in the lower 700s of OPS. Still having a good rookie year. But, boy, with him and Bryce Matthews, and we knew Bryce was a high draft pick a couple years ago. When you have Bryce and Cam, and you start to see the next generation of guys, it does do, you know, I'd like to see some stud young pitcher that come up as well. I mean, I know we have Hunter Brown, but, you know, another one, that would be nice. But I'm pretty excited about two position players like this. That's
how about
very
this?
Exciting.
Two young guys. I mean, look at the, I was looking at somebody said, oh, all of the, Lance, you know, we're known for not having a... A minor league system. That just is
not,
I mean,
one of the top minor leagues.
What's his name? Law. Keith Law puts us in the worst every year. We're the worst, right? Okay, the Astros are the worst. And yet it's guy after guy after guy that is continuing to come up and play huge. And here's another one. It's crazy. Crazy how many guys are coming up and contributing. And how this organization just, I mean, it just rolls along, rolls along, rolls along. Which was better yesterday, the double play or the home run? I mean, how good was that?
I'm kind of a, yeah, no, double play was good. I'm just kind of a sucker for the home runs for.
But he doesn't turn that double play. They probably lose the game.
No, I know. And I got to tell you, man, right, you know, King is he's not the same pitcher he was. earlier in the year. This has been going on for a while, where it is really sketch when he comes in now.
Yeah.
I mean, the ERA still looks good at 2.57, but it's not been the same with him. And, you know, he doesn't throw hard, but he had some late movement that was effective early in the year. It's just not as effective for him anymore.
Yeah. No, he's not the same. I mean, he's worn out. Listen, there was originally was no. He was just a guy coming in, and he's done great. Don't get me wrong.
He's done great. Nice. Yeah.
He's done great, and he's another guy though. That's where your depth now falls off again. So we learned a couple of things yesterday too with the injuries. Isak Paredes is going to be gone a long time, and this is. Even they admitted that, they're slow to admit this, but they admitted it yesterday. They usually, he's going to be gone a week, and then it's 7 weeks, 8 weeks,
or
whatever.
Or they don't say he's a week. They make it vague. This is not vague. Joe Espada on his weekly radio show basically just, he just came out and said he's going to be gone a while.
No.
Gone a while for the Astros is terrifying.
Right.
That could be 2 years.
And then Lance McCullers goes on the IL with a blister.
Yeah, with a finger thing. Now, he was picking at it the other day. He was kind of messing with it during the game. So, it's not like we didn't see a little bit of a foreshadowing if you looked at it in the background. But, he's whatever it is, get it fixed and get right, I guess.
Yeah, he is at just get right. A lot of people just DFA him. No, they're not going to DFA him. They owe him a lot of money. They're not DFAing him. Maybe next year, if he can't get it together, maybe next year Jose Abreu.
I hope it never gets to that.
Yeah,
want to see that for one of your guys who like they never did that with, and it was bad during the year for Yuli. But you never DFA'd Yuli, and I don't see it happening. I hope it never. I hope he's not so bad that they can't. Keep him anywhere on a roster. If so, it's probably better that he just goes on some kind of injured list. Just to kind of save face a little bit. You hope it doesn't get to that. But this guy spent so much time on injured lists; it's just crazy.
Yeah. So a 3-1 win. A King gives up three hits in the ninth inning, and they don't score. And it's that double play, a bullet that Bryce Matthews goes and gets after he homers in the eighth inning. I mean, there are three guys in Astros history that have hit it under the age of 24 that have had three home runs, seven RBIs in a two-game span. It's Yordan, Correa, and now Bryce Matthews.
Can we just say, and can we also mention that for our caller Gary and our caller Israel, that don't just go by the name Bryce and think that you just are not going to tune in. I trust me, you're going to like this one. You're going to like this Bryce.
Yeah.
Gary, Israel, you need it. You can't just read the name Bryce and think, oh, just another one of them. No. I think you're going to like this Bryce.
No, this Bryce is different.
Gary and Israel, I think you're going to like this Bryce. If you turn in, sometimes you hear the name Cam and you think, oh, but this, you like that Cam. I think you're going to like this Bryce.
Right.
We have to tell Gary and Israel that because... Or they can't like a player. Now I think they're going to like some Astros baseball.
Yeah. Bryce and Cam are not what you... Yes, they're not what you thought they would be. They're so... Listen, though, how about this? Now, how do you get them out of the lineup? How do you get Taylor... Well, Taylor didn't play last night, and they didn't score any runs because Taylor wasn't playing... How do you get Cam? Cam has been unbelievable. Bryce, the under 24 guys on this team, it's incredible what they're doing. Incredible.
I mean, Bryce, now, it's a short. He's got four hits. Three of them have been home runs.
Right.
He struck out nine
times. He basically won two games for him.
Right. No, there's no question. But he struck out nine times in 20 at-bats. Like, he's striking out once every two at-bats. So he's not,
Lance.
This is just a flash. It's a flash of what is to come. My guess is he'll be sent back down in the near future, and when he does, that's good. Just keep hitting. He gets a little taste, and then maybe you see him on the big roster come playoff time. I would definitely consider that without question, especially, I mean, unless this is, I didn't see what his minor league home run numbers were, but, I mean, you know, 20 at-bats and you got three home runs. That's pretty good.
Yeah. No, I mean, these young guys have been fantastic. I don't foresee them sending Bryce down unless he goes on a
But don't you want him
horrible,
playing, though?
Horrible
well, I mean,
run.
I'm talking about when Jeremy gets back. And
I don't care.
Do you see him playing? When they're healthy,
well, I don't know. But that's probably where Zach Short takes off. You don't see Zach Short anymore. That's
but don't you want him playing, though, every
Shea
day?
Shea Whitcomb, John Singleton. I mean, there's a lot of spots before Bryce.
I mean, I'd love to see him stay on the big team, but he's not going to be playing every day. That's why I just don't know if they'll do that.
Keep him in there till he doesn't. Keep him in
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, until everyone's healthy, for sure. I'm just talking about when everyone gets healthy, which is probably never.
We'll see. Yordan apparently is hitting. He had some comments that we'll get to a little bit later.
Bryce Matthews only has, John, in Sugarland, only has 10 home runs and 269 at-bats.
Well,
that's one every 26. Right now he's one every 7.
Level.
So this is a little bit of an outlier.
Yeah.
For historically. I mean, he did have 20 home runs 1 year in Nebraska, but, that was in college. So, yeah, he's on the major league level. The most he's had is 15 home runs in a year. So, I mean, he's not going to hit a lot of home runs typically.
Well, all I know is right now he has been a godsend these last two games and just so much fun. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff. Josh Okogie.
Yeah.
Interesting pickup. Yet another wing player. Where are they going to put all these guys? It's amazing.
Well, I can tell you where they're going to put him on the bench.
I thought to myself, I said, now this guy apparently is a defensive whiz. Only a couple of guys with 600 minutes or something. He's finished third. He's agreed to a one-year, $3.1 million deal. I don't know if he's going anywhere. He's a seven-year veteran. He is elite defensively on the wing. So that's just another guy that the Astros, they are really piling up wing players, man.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't shoot the ball well. He's a poor shooter. He's just a bench guy. He's a bench guy that if he gets in a game, he's going to D up. That's what he is. I mean, he's not going to get, there's going to be plenty of DNP CDs where he's just not going to play. But basically, if you're going to be on that bench for Udoka, you better defend.
Well,
and this guy defends. And
he defends.
He's not a shooter, but he will defend, and he can defend a couple positions. So that's good. That's good. I just think he's a bench guy.
Yeah, well, obviously he's coming in off the bench, but I'm not sure that he's not going to see time. But why did you re-sign Jay Sean and Jeff Green?
Well,
and
I think for trade purposes.
For what?
Trade purposes.
Well, okay. We haven't seen that. But
no,
okay.
I know you haven't seen it yet.
I don't know what kind of value Jay Sean or Jeff Green have.
They have contract value now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right. It'll add up.
What it is. And with veteran players, you pay a little bit more than the young players. So, to me, you know who they are. You like them. They played well for you. But also, you have... you can aggregate contracts and make another move if you want to in the future. It's not necessarily going to happen right now. Maybe it will. Maybe it's the trade deadline. Maybe it doesn't happen at all. But you got the guys you like. They like those guys. Jay Sean plays hard. You know, I don't know where the Okogie. Where are the minutes coming for him?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be. It's not like unless he goes a little deeper in his bench this year more often. Now remember, the playoff bench was a little more shallow than the regular season bench. So, you know, I expect to see 10 guys a game. I mean, Okogie could get in there, but he is just another wing defender. This one just doesn't shoot well. But wing defenders, they don't mind collecting those guys.
Yep. 713-780-3776. Just getting it started. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here this morning on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Glad you could join us. I want to talk about HRP right now. I want to talk about what they do for us and what they can do for you. If you're somebody that is making decisions financially for your business, you have a duty to your employees to do it as well as you possibly can to make sure that your business runs smoothly, that the bottom line, I mean, you have employees and their families that are, you know, you're responsible for. If you have to, you know, if your business doesn't make it, then those people are out of work, and you know it, there's a fallout. There's a big fallout, and you don't want that happening to you. So do it as well as you possibly can. You don't do payroll. You don't do HR. You don't know the tax game. You don't know the Affordable Care Act, 401ks, insurance. That's not what you sell. What you sell is what you sell. Let HRP do what they do. And I can do that. Yeah, you can do it, but you're not going to do it as well, and you're not going to do it as economically. And you're not going to do it technologically as well as they do. I mean, it's a tough decision. You might have to, you know, trim down your payroll department, but your payroll department, put them somewhere else and let HRP do your payroll and HR as well as they do, which they do for us. HRP.net. Make a great business decision for your business. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Please, you're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Here on this Wednesday morning, tomorrow, a reminder, we are giving away that fantasy spot in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have a trivia question for you, pretty simple one, and it'll have something to do with fantasy football. So listen in the 9 o'clock hour, and you could possibly be with us. We are going to be there the 28th and 29th of August, and you got a two-night stay at Golden Nugget Lake Charles, $200 food and beverage credit, and dinner at the DraftKings Sportsbook. How about that? And you and a buddy or wife or whatever, whoever you want to draft, whoever is going to draft with you. So we got that going on tomorrow right here on ESPN. And I'm excited. I am excited.
That's
going
to be cool. Like, that's a really cool two-night stay, three-day, two-night stay at a casino with a great swimming pool. You got food options all over the place, a lot of gaming. It's a pretty easy drive up there. I mean, that's a pretty cool set up, and you're doing a fantasy football league with us, so it's definitely win that. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Were you an Ozzy Osbourne fan by any chance? He died yesterday.
I saw him a long time ago. I saw them a long, long time ago. One of the first concerts I ever went to. I wasn't a huge fan. You know, I liked their best songs, but
yeah,
it was they were. Yeah, they were a little rough for me, a little, yeah, yeah.
A little rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wasn't like, I'm kind of like you, the
Iron
the top
Man
songs.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy Train.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, my wife was a big fan, so she was upset. So it was her birthday yesterday, so she was playing it like, I can't give her ox. Do you know what that means, to give somebody ox? This is something. If you have kids, you know what it means. When I say kids, even teenagers, ox is auxiliary.
You get control of the music.
That's correct. That's what ox is.
Right.
Auxiliary. So, although they wouldn't even know it, that's what it means. But, so it's my car. I'm not going to have that. I'm going to play whatever I want. So she's just playing Ozzy Osbourne on her phone, just as loud as she. But because it's her birthday, I can't really say anything. I just have to sit there and you know, listen. It was fine. We had gone out and had a couple drinks somewhere, and so she was feeling good listening to some Ozzy Osbourne. But no, I wasn't a metal guy growing up at all. But there are some, you know, there's songs that everyone likes, and he was, you know, it's interesting because Ozzy Osbourne and the Osbourne Show back in like 2000, I think it was. That was one of the first really big reality show, not just because it was all on MTV. A lot of reality shows kind of started off there. And, of course, you had Survivor, the contest-based stuff. But the one where you followed families, it was I think the Osbournes was the first one. You know, before there was any kind of Kardashians.
Yeah.
It was Ozzy Osbourne and Jack and Sharon and whoever and whatever the daughter's name was. I watched it a couple times. He was barely legible. And then I found out he was like in his mid-50s in, which he should have been able to understand him a lot better. But I think Ozzy went pretty hard in the paint. So
yeah. I didn't watch a minute of that show. I'm not a big reality TV guy. I'm only going
to
be
for
the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, you
better get to
be. My sister-in-law
is on it.
Wait, are you on the Golden Bachelor?
No. My sister-in-law is on it.
You have to retell that story. Or people.
Oh, yeah. She's a contestant on the Golden Bachelor. It airs September 24th. My sister-in-law, my wife's sister, Tracy. And you'll hear about her in Houston because, you know, Channel 13 is going to do stuff. With her, there's another woman from Houston in there as well, Terry. She's a dentist. So you'll be hearing about that, and we're going to break down the show. If this dude disrespects her in any way, shape, or form, he'll catch it.
On that show, don't they have family visits?
Yeah, they do.
So
if I'm on the list, if she gets to the top three, the last three, I'll be on the show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, how?
Because they come and visit the house. Then,
the families.
My father-in-law will be there. Her brothers and Wendy will be there. I'll be there.
John Oob's going to be on TV?
John Oob's going to be on TV.
Oh, we can't do. She can't get that far.
No.
They're not ready for John Oob.
No. And Tracy's son, Cortland, and daughter-in-law and baby. She's a grandma now. So, yeah, we'll all be on the show if that happens. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. 713-780, and so I want y'all to watch the Golden Bachelor, and we can participate, and we'll all root for Tracy. We'll all root for Tracy here, and
wait,
I don't
want to
hear.
Wait, do we?
I don't
want to
hear.
Win?
No, I'd like her to finish second, and then she'll be the next Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, you don't want her to have to.
No, I don't want her stuck with this dude. I don't.
You don't even know him.
What I don't
the
even
Golden
know him.
Bachelor's like.
Right. I don't know. He could be a great guy.
All right, no, what if knows. It's Greg Norman?
He did say. How about this? And he knew better, but he was told, you know, it's going to be, it's golden, so it's going to be 60-year-olds, right? But he was on a podcast, and he said, listen, they got to get all women 46 to 60. I ain't dating anybody over 60, when, in fact, the show is called Golden because everybody's over 60. So
well,
he started out poorly.
You say he started out poorly, but he's also one of those guys who, if he's a judge, he's telling you to turn around.
Yeah, right.
Innocent.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping. See, the first round of cuts have already been made. We won't know anything. We won't. She doesn't. They don't let them have their phones. They have to stay there, even if they're kicked off. They're kicked off the show. They don't get a rose. So we will know nothing about it until we watch the show.
Many people are saying that Dell wants to be on Golden Bachelor so he can hit 60 pluses.
I don't think he's old enough, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not old enough to be on the
Golden
Bachelor.
Well, why can't they do something called Super Cougar? Why can't we make a show like that on Bravo Network called
Super
Cougar? Yeah,
but on that show, you have to sell the dream of falling in love and marrying someone. I don't want to sell that dream. I'm not. If I was on a show like that, it wouldn't be, hey, I could really see myself with you for the next, you know, 5 years of your life because you're old. I'm not looking for that.
How about 5 days? You get 5 days.
Yeah, but that's not the dream people want to see. They don't want to see a younger man.
You want that, you go to Love Island. Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, an older version of Love Island, Cougars versus millennials.
Cougars versus, well, the Cougars are going to lose, at least to the TV audience.
Yeah.
Well, so, the reality of this thing is, oh, I love you so much, and you can go, oh, I'm crying. You knew him for 2 weeks. Oh, it's the worst. I love you. Yeah, and then the show ends, and he picks one, and then they never see each other again. That's the reality of those shows. So.
There have been some love stories, but for the most part, yes. It ends with someone turning their appearance into a grift and be showing up in other reality shows, selling products online.
Why are people calling me rude? What did I say that's rude?
You're just rude.
You're just rude overall, I think.
That I said the millennials would beat the Cougars in a... But the viewing audience?
I'm not sure what you said.
The viewing audience is going to tune in they're going to go millennials over Cougars.
No, what
all
I
day
meant
long.
Was what I meant was you have Cougars for one gender and millennials for the other gender, and all you do and you see who hooks up, which Cougar hooks up with the millennial. Just depends.
I'm not rude. I'm just telling you how the viewers are going to go.
Dell would definitely end up with the Cougars.
I mean,
right?
That's what I'm there for. What are you talking about?
The Cougars are the ones that are going to cause less problems.
If you
the millennials are going to be problems. Yeah. Well, you already know that, Dell.
Well, you talk about millennials like they're Gen Z. Like
millennials are millennials were the original ones.
Millennials are like in their 30s now.
I know, but millennials are going to have some. They're going to be some problems still.
There's still problems.
The Cougars are not going to be problems.
Yeah.
No,
going to be problems because they don't. I got news for you. They're not really trying to find lifetime love with you either. I got news.
Good.
For
I'm
you,
glad we're all on the same page.
Start sitting on the couch with you cheering for Tua to just get through a season unhurt.
I wouldn't sit on the couch uninjured. With them. I don't watch things that are important with me with important to me around
Cougars
other people.
Don't want to watch games with you either. They Probably have ankle bracelets on, maybe a toe ring.
But tell when you get married to them, you're going to watch games with them.
I'm not.
You
know? No, I'm not getting married.
Trying to watch Art Manning is what the Cougars are doing.
Look, hey, Marge, you're here for a short time, not a long time.
Marge.
I don't know even know that my generation named their kids Marge. Okay.
That name's dead.
Yeah, for a cougar, no one's named Marge?
I don't think so.
Oh, short for Margaret?
No.
I don't think so.
I've known one
Margaret my whole life. And no, I don't. Yeah, there's some names that are, like I said now, Chelsea, my girl Chelsea named her daughter Eleanor. So there's some names that are kind of coming back. That they're
Eleanor
trying to bring
is a nice
a
name.
Bit. Yeah.
That's a nice name. That's a nice thing.
They're trying to bring some names back.
That was our Cougar segment.
We could go longer on this. Well, I'm just telling you.
I want to hear from Micah Parsons because I love what's going on up there. It's just so good.
Do you know how much Micah Parsons is making this year? How much do you think he's making this year?
The last year of his deal?
Yeah.
First round deal, but he was middle of the
he was top 10 pick. He was like
fifth year option money we're talking about.
Fifth year option money, yeah. That's right.
I'm going to say he's making $8
million. $24
million. Well, pay that man. It's almost as if he's working for free.
No, what I'm telling you, that's a lot higher than I was expecting, too. The fifth year options are pretty sweet for players.
Right.
Now, we get it. He's going to get a lot. This is the same stuff we did with Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Going on and on and on. It's just, it's going to be fine, Micah, Cowboys fans. This is just all a lot of drama. Jerry's going to give him
what they do.
The highest contract. That's all it is.
It's what they do.
But Jerry's taking a lot of bullets from the media right now. There's a lot of people who are down on Jerry Jones. He's costing himself money by not getting deals done earlier. That's all he's doing.
All right. 713-780-3776, the number to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I had to call Billy again. Well, talked to Mary, and we had some plumbing issues at the house, and they're coming, and they're going to save the day. But if you don't have Billy's number, if you don't have Aqueduct Plumbing's number in your phone, then it's just silly. I mean, you're not taking care of your family. Because there is going to come a time. I didn't need a plumber my entire life, and then I needed it three times in the next month. 281-488-6238. You've got to have that number. There's no better. I don't know a lot of plumbers, but I do know that industry, Lance, has a bad reputation. I'm telling you, Billy Brown and those guys at Aqueduct Plumbing Company are changing it.
Nah,
it's just different.
They're the best. They're the best. And, if you have something that's concerning you, and I would strongly recommend, if you think that you're losing water in your toilet, you really worry that there's a leak, it's very simple. They'll come out and perform a hydrostatic test, and they'll let you know whether or not you have a leak. It's the simplest thing. If you don't check that and you do have a leak under your slab, I know for a fact, because I dealt with this, the problems that it will cause. You do not want those problems. If you do have those problems, you want one company fixing them, and that's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They get the job done right the first time. They get it done with transparency, and they get it done with a fair price. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number. Let's hear from Micah Parsons. We teased that. We got some Christian Walker sound. He was on with Roflo and Harold and the peeps on MLB Network. That's our guy, Roflo. He comes on the show. And he had Christian Walker on. So we'll hear that in a little bit. But Micah Parsons, it's just drama. And I love it. And I'm here for it. He's going to get signed and all this stuff is going to, all this rhetoric is going to go away, I guess. But it's awkward. It just isn't, it's not professional like our team. It's not, I mean, Jerry needs a Hannah. Jerry needs a Hannah now because he said stuff. Now that he's old, he just says stuff.
He needs a Hannah?
He needs a Hannah.
Is that somebody to rein him in?
Yeah.
I'm all about that glory hole.
A regulator. That's one of my best imitations,
right,
if I'm being honest.
Need a regulator. Kale got him one. She changed that whole. Now he's up fun-loving, making burgers guy.
She's looking up at him like that, just reading his lips, making sure everything coming out is what they had rehearsed.
Right, right.
She's like, okay, that's good, Kale.
That's good. And
yeah,
if not,
there's a lot of men who need a Hannah.
Right, right, right. Right.
There's a lot of many men need a Hannah.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great if our president had one.
What if Hannah? We're going to look into this whole thing, but we need to get with the government and see what we're going to do. Hannah will smooth things out for you.
Yeah.
I'm a big Hannah fan. I'm just going to let you know. Dell and I are on record as being Hannah fans.
Oh, me too.
Not recently. I don't know. Oh, you're flipped back now?
No.
Because there's been a bit of flippage with you.
There's
been a real roller coaster ride.
No,
yeah,
I've been down
with Hannah for you.
I really appreciate what she did in reeling that, changing his entire persona.
They get pizzas in L.A. too, Dale.
Okay. She changed the entire persona of Cal, which was great. And she did a great job there. And Jerry needs that too. And maybe Micah Parsons needs that. Here's Micah Parsons yesterday talking about his contract situation.
Want to get a deal done?
I mean, honestly, for me, it really don't matter. Like I said, I've been pretty consistent. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. I go about my business. I understand the nature of the business. Like I said, as long as I'm here and under contract, I'm going to do what I have to do to perform at the highest level. But if this is then, this is then. Same way that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and the other Jerry Jones take care of their family, the same way I need to take care of my family. You know what I mean? I got my own 3 kids of my own, so we all need to take care of our own family at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I don't know how you can feed a family on $24 million.
Well, you don't know the expenses.
Not today. Not in today's. Not in this economy.
Well, ground beef keeps going up, I see. So you need every dollar you can find.
Yep.
I stand by Micah Parsons.
When it
comes to taking money from Jerry Jones, I stand by Michael Parsons.
Ground beef.
Yeah,
going.
I don't. I well,
yeah, I mean that Penn State locker room stuff. I can't stand by him. But when it comes to taking money from Jerry, I'm right there with you, Michael.
You know, he's kind of lucky that COVID was going on because that really didn't get a lot of play. The Penn State locker room stuff didn't get a lot of play nationally. Most people listening don't have any idea what it has to do with. It was very vague at the time. There was some stuff that dated back to high school. I think there was, I don't know, I think he caused a little mayhem by yelling. I don't want to say it because I know there was something in high school too and something in college, but Micah's got a little edge. He's got a little edge to him, but he's a great, great pass rusher. I watched his long-form interviews. I saw one that was a little more than 4.5 minutes that Dustin sent us. He's playing the game right, talking about being out there with his teammates and, I mean, it's clearly a hold-in. He said he's not feeling right. He's out there, and he's going to practice when he feels right, you know, physically, but he's not quite there. The back tightened up a little on him. I mean, it's a hold-in.
Yeah.
Just right here. So he's really close to getting there, but it's just not quite there. So – He'll practice when he feels right.
When do you think that occurs? When does he feel right, Lance?
Sometime in probably mid to late August.
When he's feeling better?
Mid-August is when he... 2 weeks before the season starts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When that back starts to loosen up a little bit. He'll probably feel a little
better. His back will feel better.
Got it.
All right, where do you rank him right now? You want Myles Garrett or him?
I'm going to say, man, that's a real ice cream flavored choice there. I'm going to go Myles Garrett first because of the size, explosiveness, and ability to hamper both phases.
He's the man.
I mean, Myles, now, that's a hard one because Micah Parsons is incredibly disruptive. But when it comes to just physical, you know, when you have somebody, speed is one thing, but you can also chip on a speed guy. When you
TJ Watt?
Physical stuff.
TJ Watt or Micah?
I go Micah.
You do?
Yeah, I think just because of the rush. I mean, if I'm going to go rush with both guys.
You're going second. He's second.
I'm a younger guy who's not as hurt.
So you're going he's second.
Yeah. And I go TJ. Yeah, I go TJ 3.
TJ 3?
Our guy's gonna be in the mix after this year. I think you already called your shot, didn't you? What'd you say about Will Anderson?
Will Anderson's gonna be a top five guy.
Yeah. I think Will Anderson after this
year. And that's not easy. Not in this economy.
No.
You got Max Crosby, Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, Trey Hendrickson.
Hey, it's
Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, it's a great time for pass rushers.
Yeah.
These are not old guys either, for the most part. I mean, I take it back a little bit. I mean, Miles isn't old, but he's been around a while. He was in the 16 draft. So was Nick. Well, no, Joey Bosa. Nick Bosa, I think, was in the 19 draft, I think. But, Nick Bosa is only 27. I think I'm blocked by Nick Bosa on Twitter, too.
What?
The Bosa brothers don't like me, yeah.
Wow.
I don't think they like my scouting reports.
Oh, well.
I mean, I said he was going to be an all-pro.
That's insulting.
You know, I said anything wrong. I had any negative thing to say, so, you know, I had to.
Right.
Yeah, well. So let me see. Let me make sure. I'm sure I'm still blocked.
We got some breaking news here.
Yeah, I'm blocked.
We got some breaking news here, boys. Other than Lance is being blocked. ESPN reportedly nearing deal to potentially acquire NFL Network and the Red Zone.
Yep.
So.
Stephen A. Smith on Red Zone.
No, we don't need
damn
that.
Damn it.
They got to keep it as
Pat Scott McAfee and Stephen A. Smith on
no,
Red Zone?
No, Scott Hansen's got to
well,
do
he
it.
Well, he did renegotiate. Scott Hansen, they pushed him. He almost didn't come back, but Scott Hansen will be back for Red Zone.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the dude with the ears.
No, Siciliano's gone.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, NFL Network. He was part of the cuts a year and a half ago. Makes me sad. He's really good.
Yeah, he is good.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of these cuts that have been happening over the last several years and my network were due to streamline. A lot of people know this. Before you sell, you streamline stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a big part of it is streamlining the expenses. Before this has been discussed for a while with Amazon for a little bit, Apple TV for a little bit, but most notably ESPN. And so it's been kind of a foregone conclusion that eventually it would happen, but it's really been a holdup. And I don't so. When that happens, I have no idea what that'll mean for me. I got 2 years left on my contract, but
when
it's done, I probably will be done, or they may buy me out.
Unless they like you.
I don't know. We'll see. They might buy me out in advance, like they do a lot of the guys.
Yep. Well, that's a shame if that happens. That's a shame.
Oh no, that's a very real possibility, though.
Yeah. Wow. That kind of sucks. Although being bought out ain't bad. That ain't so bad. Get that cash up front, bro. Get it.
Well, they
pay
don't
that
you,
man
you
his
buy
money.
Out, then you take less money.
Well,
if not, they just keep you on the sideline for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why Rich Eisen is now the noon host of the ESPN radio family.
But, you know, he's still NFL Network.
Right, but.
Yeah, no, you could see, yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
There's been some moves like that. ESPN for like Daniel Jeremiah would go on ESPN, and Mina Kimes came on NFL Network. There's been crossover stuff. So right. There's been some hints about this in the past.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Let's break. I want to hear Christian Walker on MLB Network next. And we got some more Astro stuff to talk because there's rumors about what the Astros are looking into this trade deadline. We'll do that. And right now I'm talking about Air Team, though, and I continue to tell you. Well, first of all, family-owned and operated business that's being handed down for generations, which means that they're really, really good. I mean, you don't stay generations in an industry unless you're really, really good at it, and they're really, really good at it. Okay, so that's one thing. Secondly, I mean, do something. Do not let your air conditioner go without being checked. I mean, it's 1,000 degrees every day. You're using your air conditioner. Let them come to your home for a low, low price and come and check. Make sure that everything's in working order. I didn't do that. We haven't lived in the house for a year, going on a year. Oh, that is a year now. And so I didn't do what I've been talking about. And look what happened. I had to replace an air conditioner. So here's the deal is don't be dumb like me. Do something about your air conditioner. If you haven't done anything in a while, this is the time to call Air Team. Let them come and make sure that everything is in working order. Otherwise, you're going to have to replace it, and that sucks. I had to. It sucks. But Air Team did it, and I love the job that they did, but it still sucks paying that money. AirTeamLTD.com. Let them come to your home and see what's going on. 713-936-5346 or AirTeamLTD.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Wow. Why don't you tell the story, Del, before we get into the Astros stuff here. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Dell.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the story?
A story that was just posted to ESPN maybe less than an hour or so ago, written by Don Van Natta and Kalen Kaler. It's about Lloyd Howe, you know, the guy who just lost his job. He was the executive director with the NFLPA. And a little snippet from the story is he wanted his parking spot merged, two parking spots merged into one. So you could have more space to avoid his new Porsche Cayenne Turbo from being dinged. Like when someone opens the door, he didn't want it to get dinged.
Yeah.
Who wants
to get dinged?
You understand that's normal. That's a nice car. You don't want that to get screwed up just because you're parking someplace. He also, because they numbered the spots, once they merged it, the 10 and 11 spot to one, he wanted the number changed to 32 because he wanted to honor O.J. Simpson.
OJ might be a hero to him. I mean, I don't know. How can you blame him? OJ's a hero to a lot of people.
I mean, less so than he was.
Right. What station was Bill Cosby on? Maybe, you know what?
He was on NBC, right? Wasn't that the
Cosby
show?
Yeah, that's different in every market.
Yeah.
So
I just used the network. I don't know what Lloyd Howe was up to, just a bunch of nonsense, but I imagine he is not going to be painted in a favorable light when this is one of the stories in that article. Yeah, just like OJ.
I'm an OJ guy.
Yeah.
You don't hear that often.
Nope.
You don't.
No.
You don't.
No.
Not a lot.
I'm a Cosby. I'm a Hitler guy. Well, people still do that, I guess.
Well, but yeah.
It's not great. It's not a great look. But, yeah, people still do that. But, yeah, you don't hear a lot of, man, I'm just an OJ guy. Love that guy. Okay. All right. I mean, everybody's got their taste.
But you know what you do? You know what you do hear a lot, though? It's a little more complicated for people is Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know.
People like to separate the
As long as you can sing, Lance.
They separate the artist from the
As long as you can sing.
From the man.
People remain R. Kelly guys or R. Kelly people because
like
the hits.
Are they?
Yeah, because
like, Chris Brown didn't take men. I mean, Chris Brown, for what he did to Rihanna, I was like, he should be done forever. Nope. And it's like, it's no big deal.
Talent. Yeah. Talent.
We got pictures, too.
Talent remains.
If you're musically inclined.
Yeah, particularly music. For whatever reason, music artists.
Not athletes. For whatever reason, you're done. But if you're musically inclined now, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you need. And actors, too. Well, sometime after.
Diddy's changing that a little.
What's that?
We'll see when he gets out who still wants to do business with him.
You mean Diddy, who's not going to do a long stretch in prison?
There's still business and money to be made if he's free. So we'll see who decides to completely disassociate. But that one dude who played the Winklevoss twins in the Facebook movie.
Yeah,
I forgot his name. He's been done for because they found out what he was up to.
Yeah,
and when he was sending DMs to people about ladies, how he wanted to like eat them and bite them and stuff like that.
No, but he's kind of made a little bit of a comeback.
Doing what?
That's hard. That's a tough.
You've not seen him in any major releases. So him, you know, Mel Gibson,
that's Remy Hammer or whatever.
Gibson still.
Yeah, he's still around, but it's all like smaller things. He's not in anything major. It's like this is.
No, he was talking about like cannibal.
He's redoing.
Stuff.
He's going to do.
The Passion of the Christ 2.
Yeah, Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, that's his own project, so he can do it. But you don't see Mel Gibson in major motion pictures.
What's his name? Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, done. He's done.
Kevin is seen he's recently done. Like crying, like he is basically saying, how long does it take for me to be punished? Can I ever get another chance?
No, you can't. You really can't. Let's talk about Christian Walker. How long are people going to continue to punish him here? Okay. When Christian Walker is on a jag, okay, dude is raking in July. This is the Christian Walker that we had hoped for and changed the entire first base position for us, okay? Because it had been terrible now for three straight years. And now Christian Walker he's on fire. And a large part, that's great that he went back to Arizona and loves to hit there. Which one you wanted to do, Del? What outside people, is that any good? What don't outside people know about the team? Here is Christian Walker joined the team and had a tough transition coming here because he wasn't hitting, so I'm sure he was really pressing. Now he's integrated in the team, and look what he's doing. Here's what he says people don't know from outside about the team.
Yeah, I think the confidence in each other. It doesn't matter where we're at in the lineup, who's up, what's going on, how they've been playing recently. It feels like if the game's on the line, any of the nine guys can come through and put a good at-bat on somebody. And I think it starts with that clubhouse culture. It's like Altuve is so welcoming and so easy to be around. And when guys get called up, guys come up and make their debut, they vocalize it. They're like, hey, thanks for, making me feel like a part of this team. Thanks for the open arms and stuff like that. And I think, as a new guy coming to the organization or as a young guy coming up, I think that matters a lot. It's easy to fit in right from the jump.
That's cool. That is cool. And it's Jose Altuve. You know, Brady used to do that. He'd walk up to every new guy. Hey, I'm Tom. Nice to meet you. Yeah, we know who you are. We know you're Tom Brady. But he would still introduce some stuff like that. And Jose Altuve, all of these young guys coming up and being welcomed by a Hall of Famer, the greatest Astro ever. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And you know what? It just that locker room just continues to roll on. All of these guys that come here say the same thing. It's just a great locker room. It's welcoming. It's not cliquish. It's,
it's always been like that. And it started because of George Springer and Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve.
Yep.
Those are the primary guys. And then Bregman fit in. Bregman had a little bit of a, he has a little bit of a demeanor. Like, I could see where Bregman rubs other fan bases and other teams the wrong way, things like that. But he seemed to fit in great on this team. But I really do think that, the whole, we used to do this thing at my other station with Club Astros because they had a real Club Astros. And we found out about it. I think Michael Connor used to go to the post-game stuff, and he's like, no, they have a whole – or we were told this. They have a whole club Astros where they close down. Like, you can't get into the locker room. I think it was you couldn't get in for a little bit, or maybe once they were done, they would close it down, and they would start playing music. And, you know, it was like they said it was called Club Astros. And I just thought that was the coolest thing for this young – you know, it was a young group that kind of had their own – they were just doing their own thing. It was just something that they were really having fun with. And I think since then – that started in 15. And since then, it's just been a different – like the locker room has just – it's probably been – I've never in my life living in Houston heard of any – the Oilers had all kinds of mess. They had all kinds of crazy drama back in the day. The Texans are, you know, I think it's hard to have a really, really all-together locker room when you have 53, probably. NBA is NBA. They've had issues at different times, the Rockets. But the Astros this run, man, I think this is really just kind of special in terms of how these guys have gotten along. And new guys come on the – and it's never an issue when a new player, as long as you're cool with that, as long as you're, you know, easy to get along with, it's not a problem.
Another list came out. Where do the Texans stand? Where do the Texans stand on this list? That is next right here. Overrated or underrated? Overrated or underrated? We'll do that on the other side. Right now we're talking about Texas Card House. I'm talking about what I think is the best. I'm going to play out here. It's not as good. It's just not as good. The poker is not as good as it is in Texas. It's just not. Okay? Texas poker is awesome. And Texas Card House is the premier poker facility. And Hijack Poker is where you play Texans and only Texans. You can only play if you're in the state of Texas. So you're not playing, and you're not playing against bots. You're not playing against. There's collusion, man. There, it's really, really good, and it's run by Texas Card House. Hijack Poker. Download the app. Start playing today. Deposit, withdraw your money at either Texas Card House location, or if you're in Austin, in Dallas, wherever, find a Texas Card House. You can do that there as well. That is a great way to do it too, because I try online and see how hard it is. To get your money out, because it is. It's hard. There's a big rigmarole. So this is better. And I love Texas Card House. Safe, wonderful, clean facilities, 24/7. You can find a game all day, every day. The bar's open until 2 a.m. Security always there. Big parking lot. Awesome. Texas Card House, the premier facility in the city of Houston. If you're looking to play cards, go to TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.